So I think the mistaken ideas are twofold, really, at present. The first is that people, I think, decided that when the pandemic hit, because output in the economy contracted, the right thing to do was to print a lot more money to stimulate spending, to try and bring demand back up. But that's not what the pandemic was about. The pandemic was about shutting down parts of the economy quite deliberately in order to prevent the spread of the disease. And that meant that if you simply print lots of money at a time when you're producing less, you've got a classic case of too much money chasing too few goods. And the result of that is inflation. And we started to see that last year in 2021. That was the first, I think, mistaken idea. And it's interesting that it was common to all central banks. They basically felt we must demonstrate that we're here, we must do something. But governments were doing a great deal through, in our case, the furlough scheme, which was very sensible. Other governments had their own schemes. This was a very sensible thing to do, but it didn't need central banks to print lots of extra money on top of all that. That's generated a rise in inflation, followed by the mistake, of course, that now, I think, have understandably worried about the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine on energy and food prices, which is not the responsibility of central banks. So that's pushed inflation up further, but it would have been above target in any event. It will come down next year and the year after. The question is, will it come down to 2% where it's supposed to be? And the argument of central banks essentially is, well, we're saying it will come down to 2%, so everyone will believe us, and so it will come down to 2%. Well, that's a very odd way of thinking about it. I call that the King Canute theory of inflation. You sit there and you command the forces of the economy to bring inflation down to 2%, irrespective of whether you're prepared to raise interest rates enough to achieve that. And I think the test will be, once we see towards the end of next year, how far inflation has come down, central banks may need to do quite a lot more in order to ensure that inflation comes down from what looks like being double-digit level. It will come down, but will it come all the way down to 2%? And simply asserting that because the inflation target is 2%, then it will come down to 2% is not really enough. And most central banks have fallen into that trap, I think, of just believing that because they say it'll come down to 2%, we'll all believe it. And we'll set prices, and wage bargainers will all believe that inflation will be 2%. But why will they believe that when inflation is now close to double-digit level? That's the challenge, I think, and that's a risk.